great. E-Myth Revisited. He's a great man. He talked about in there, and it really centers on what I'm going to be doing on one of my trainings at Manifest, which is building systems in your Manatech business. Something I trained on just briefly this weekend at the area meeting went over overwhelmingly strong, because the problem is we don't have systems. What Michael Gerber suggests in his books is that, you know, McDonald's didn't have a great product. Does everybody on this call agree with that? And they still don't have a great product. But what made them a multi-billion-dollar industry or business was not their product, but it was what? It was the systems that Kroc developed. That's the guy's name, Mr. Kroc, K-R-O-K-C. He developed systems, and he doesn't vary from the system. And that's what makes it successful from one corner to the next corner, from here to Taiwan to the Philippines to wherever he puts a McDonald's. It's successful because of the systems. And that's Michael Gerber's whole gist. Well, did Michael Gerber look at the network marketing industry? Absolutely. He spent a lot of time reviewing network marketing industry, and I'm going to give you some of his feedback that he came back with after analyzing the network marketing industry. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today, because he sees the network marketing industry as an industry that we have way too much fallout. Would all of you agree with that? Okay, we're just seeing people get in and they get out, and they get in and then 6 months later they're gone, and they get in for 3 months and they get out. And you see some of them bounce around, and I'm not going to talk about any of you in specific on this call, but some of you have been in 18 different network marketing companies, and it's in and out and in and out and in and out. And it's crazy. And he says, you know, there's a lot of fallacy out there, and that's one of the problems. But let me talk to you about what he sees in network marketing, the concept of how we need to handle network marketing so that we avoid this fallout trap. That's what he calls it, how to avoid the fallout trap in network marketing. Why is this important for you? Two reasons. Number one, I don't want you falling out. I'm going to tell you that all you great people on my phone call, a year from now, there's probably 25% of you won't even be involved with Manatech. And that's a shame. It should never happen. So we're trying to, it's about you staying and sticking to it and persevering. So that's one of the main reasons we want to have this call today. The second one is that when you get involved in Manatech and you're out there working with people, you want to be able to help lead, guide, and direct them to give them the best possible opportunity to stick it out, to persevere. Because man, does it take perseverance. I don't care what level you're at today, it takes perseverance. It takes perseverance for me. It takes perseverance for my brand new person who started 2 months ago. It takes perseverance for my executive directors who can't seem to get stuck on a certain level of volume. Okay, I'm getting some echo, so I'm gonna mute so I get rid of the echo. Okay, so now none of you will be able to talk to me, so don't try to ask me questions, because I've muted everybody on the call so you can hear me clearly. Anyway, so the critical nature of this is that we all need to build this perseverance. We all need to get this going. And Michael Gerber is saying, here's my analysis of network marketing. So let's talk about it. Why is it, let's start with the opening premise. Why is it that an overwhelming majority of network marketers quit? And they say the business doesn't work. Well, first and foremost, you and I all know that the business works. Because if the business didn't work, I wouldn't be on this call today, okay? And many of you wouldn't be on this call today. Because the business is working for lots of people, but it's not working for everybody. One of the main reasons why the business doesn't work for people is because they get attracted to the business for the wrong reasons. And those wrong reasons come from who? None other than those of you out there prospecting. We tend to oversell what we have. And there we go wrong. Why are they attracted for the wrong reasons? Some people say, oh, I'm attracted because of imminent wealth. Imminent. Imminent meaning it's going to happen in the nearest future. You know, you go out there and you make promises like that. And you even hear people, I get so tired of it too. And trust me, I talk to presidentials about it because I hear them talk about it. They can get really hypey and motivational on stage and start saying, oh yeah, I have a new presidential that got to it in 6 months. And I'm like, you know, and they start talking about, you can do it too. You can get there in 6 months. And I'm like, no, don't use that language with people because it builds a false expectation. If you could get there in 6 months, then why do less than 1% of all the people that ever start, less than 0.1% ever get there in 6 months? I mean, it's an anomaly. It is somebody that is just, incredible standout person that does that and basically gives up their entire life to make that happen. And that's not the norm. So don't sell it on imminent wealth. Easy income. Another people say, it's easy income. You're producing residual income. It's easy. Don't ever use the word easy. Nothing I've ever done in network marketing for me has been what I would call easy. I love it and it's a passion of mine, but it takes energy and it takes work. But that's, you know, do I love easy? I don't know about you guys, but I kind of love working. I love doing things. I love activity. I go up to Minnesota for 3 days. I loved every minute of my trip. It was a joy to interact with people at all levels. So it's a concept of, you know, we want to do things. We want to keep busy. We want to work, but it's not going to be easy. I don't go to bed at night and get to sleep for 5 days and not work any. That's easy. But I call it easy and lazy, but it's not something that I would call and refer to as easy. Is it simple from an intellectual perspective? Yeah. I don't think it's intellectually challenging, but get off the easy. So income, it's not easy income. It takes effort. It takes work. It takes direction. Now here's another one that people are sold on. It's a perfect answer for the imperfect world. Total time freedom. I love that one too. I say to people, oh man, come and join Mantic. You have total time freedom. And I look back at my life and I go, oh my gosh, look at all the time and energy I've put into Mantic over the last 5-6 years. Now, has it been, every ounce of it been a beautiful, wonderful experience? Well, not every ounce of it. There have been some trying times because this business is a business of people. So you're going to find trying people in your life, and those are the things that are going to try you the most about anything to do with Mantic. It's going to be the people you meet. They're going to be tough to deal with sometimes and tough to work with. They're going to be people that are uncoachable. They're going to be people that give you a hard time. They're going to be people that don't trust you. They're going to be people that don't like you. It's all across the board. But you know what? That's just human nature. You know, you got to take it. It's going to happen. And you just learn that it's their programs, not yours. And as long as you come from core values, that's why I love teaching core values, because I want people to really get it. That as long as you come from your core, it doesn't matter how everyone else interacts with you. It's another reason I love that book. What other people think of me is none of my business. It's a great book to read because it gets you off the track of being affected by other people's attitudes towards you. But getting the concept of total time freedom, again, going back to that concept, to pledge that to somebody. Yeah, do people retire from network marketing? Absolutely. In fact, Jim Humphreys on this call and I and many of the other ones on this call have the same Upline Presidential, Suzanne Kemp. And she has had nothing to do with Mantic for years. And she collects probably $10,000 to $15,000 a month in Mantic. But she's fortunate because she built leaders underneath her, people like Mary Jo and Jim Humphreys and Jerry Weins and Scotchy Bates and these other people that really are driving, and I don't mean to leave anyone out, there are plenty of the other ones of you, but that are driving the business underneath her, and she just gets to collect her. And that's truly what can happen in networking. But it's your choice. I look at it and I say to myself, because some people say, well, Mary Jo, what? And I said, I enjoy time freedom because I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And what I exactly want to do is I want to go out and share, because my whole commitment in my heart of hearts is to create that possibility for other people to have that same kind of economic freedom that clearly is more than abundant in my life. But my commitment is to continue doing that because I believe in everybody else. When I bring somebody along, there's no greater joy than really bringing somebody along and watching them be successful in Mantic, no matter how long that might take them. They could be a tortoise or a hare. But time freedom is not something my time freedom is doing what I love, which is Mantic and doing that, and plus my foundation work today. But it's not that I'm sitting on the beach of Bimini, you know, and totally walking away from Mantic. So be careful of that language, because people get frustrated when 6 months or a year later they're still working their butts off in Mantic and they're going, hey, where's this time freedom? They're not going to see it that fast. So you've got to look at, make sure you're not selling something incorrectly to people. If they're attracted to it for the wrong reasons, then they're not going to stick with it. What are some of the right reasons to be attracted to Mantic? Number one, mission, a health mission. Have a heart and passion for the mission. That's really making a difference on the world, impacting lives. Those are the kind of reasons to get involved in Mantic. Because so many people, when they get into the easy income concept, those are the people that you're going to lose. It's about, you know, making a significant difference in the world. You know, you get convicted on that, and you're going to survive this because that's the reason you're in it. But you got to make sure that people don't get attracted for the wrong reasons, and that's one of the main reasons why people quit in this business. And most people, the downside, the people that come into this business with the wrong attraction, they also come into business without a real business sensibility. We had a big conversation about that. What does that really mean? It's kind of like people get, they go, oh, all you got to do is sign up. Here's the concept. All you got to do is find three people, really dynamic, put them in each of your three legs, and then, you know, they take off and they'll do the business for you. Has anyone on this call ever had that happen? No, of course not. It's unrealistic to think you're going to have to only sign up three people and then everybody else will do the work for you. You know, that just doesn't happen to you. In fact, some of you have been in Manatech for 3 years and you still don't have your first business builder, okay? So, and some of my people, executive directors, 40, 50,000 in volume, and they're going, you know, Mary Jo, I'm not sure I really have any real, true, effective business builder in my entire downline. A lot of hobbyists, but not any business builders who are taking out full-time and running with it. So you can grow your business many different ways, but never build the concept or have the business sense that everybody else is going to do it for you. There's no question network marketing is based on the mathematical reality of leverage. There's no question that is what network marketing is about. But we make too many promises and commitments that leverage is really easy to get. All of you know that, you know, it takes time and energy around finding business builders and really getting their commitment, the same kind of level of commitment you might have. Okay, a lot of people are told it's easy. Our product is the, you know, and this is the other thing we sell people on. Our product is the one. Our company is the one. And Michael Gerber even, he says, I relate you guys to like Neo in The Matrix. Many of you have seen The Matrix. He says, we're the one. You know, we go out there and sell it like we are the one. And people just don't have an idea how to respond to that. It's a real problem. The result is that reality is that it's very difficult to get people to do something they're unaccustomed to doing. And very few people accomplish great results because of that. They're not willing to do things that they're unaccustomed to doing. And you can see that throughout your downline. And you can see it throughout people you've brought on board. They have to be willing to step out of that comfort zone and do things they're uncomfortable with. And we don't find a lot of people that are necessarily willing to do that or do it for a protracted period of time. Some people do it for a month or two, and then they're not presidential yet, so they quit. Or because you promised easy income, and they get their first check, and they're making $100, and they say that's not going to quite cover the family expenses. Well, of course not. The money doesn't come like that. You don't make $2,000 in the first month or $5,000 unless you give up your entire life, and all you do is sign people up and contact people 24/7. And I haven't found anyone in my organization who's done that yet. I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen. Those people don't come across every day by any means. So we need to come from truth. We need to deal with the power of what we have here, which is truth. The truth of what we have to present instead of the falsity of what we're promoting out there. And then we're going to have more success on retention and have less fallout. We're so anxious to get people involved that we tend to oversell sometimes what we have instead of just coming from absolute truth about what it is that we have to offer people. So we give people the sense that if it's not working, it's just them that are not working. Do you ever have that? I do that myself with people in my organization because I truly believe the business will work for anybody as long as they work the business. So I say, you know, what is it, you know, that isn't working? It's not the business that doesn't work. It's you that don't work. But it's not that they're not working all the time, is it? It's how they're working, you know, because you know, really, if you look at successful network marketers, what are successful network marketers? If you look at the presidentials in Manatech, you can look at what are the serious character traits of most of the network marketers that are successful in presidentials. You know, and you can just list them. You can say they're dynamic, they're motivated, they're visionaries, they're committed, they're honest for the most part. They're directed, they're focused. They're energetic. They're all these things you can say about them. They're powerful communicators. Then you have to look at and say, the truth is everybody going to be like that? And the truth is that's not true. We all aren't going to be like that. Does that mean we can't have tremendous success in network marketing? That's what Michael Gerber's saying. No. But if you sell the program on that, then that's what's going to limit you. You're only going to be able to have so many successful networkers because there are only so many people that can have those character traits. You get the picture. So there's got to be another way besides having all these characteristics about being tremendously charismatic and all these things that we see We have to say there have to be other ways to get there. So it's not about motivating people into being enthusiastic and all that kind of stuff, but it really is, from Michael Gerber's perspective, he says what we need to be doing is inspiring people to think in an entirely different way. Like, we need to inspire people to think in an entirely new way. That they cannot get there from where they are now. In other words, they can't get to presidential and platinum from where they are now. They need to start shifting their thinking, and their focus needs to be on structure in a different direction so that they can accomplish the results. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not the problem. The problem is that they're not going to get there from where they are. So start evaluating what's going on in their lives, and from a perspective of their foundational structure, lacking systems, all the things that are going awry that can help support them on being successful. Okay, so stop focusing on the effort to grow and shift on the effort to get it right. We try to get people to just keep being busy. You tell people to go out there and, oh, I've met so many presidential directors who don't qualify anymore. And what they did is they just got really busy. They went out and they just went crazy prospecting like crazy, and they grabbed a bunch of people. They were great motivators, so they motivated everybody around them, and everybody was out there signing people up. And what happened? They got to presidential, and where are they today? At 30,000, 25, 30, 40,000, maybe in volume. Because they did it all based on just strictly motivational. You can't do that. You have to inspire people. You have to get people to think the right way and structure the business the right way so that the business will, on a consistent basis, continue to grow. And that's the epiphany that we need to all have. We need to get that really clear, that you need to develop systems, just like Gerber has in his E-Myth Revisits. Everybody needs systems in their businesses. Now, this is such a great call to talk about, too, because what is my big training at Manifest this year is going to be on how to develop systems in your Manatech business. And I take 10 different categories of what those systems look like. I talk about starting your day off with the first 30 minutes. You need a system around exactly what that looks like. You need a system around exactly what your last 30 minutes of every day looks like. When you walk away from your business, what would the last 30 minutes look like? I call those the bookends of your day. I talk about, system for prospecting, systems for follow-up, systems for master calendar, systems for managing emails, systems for retention, system for reactivation, system on using Success Tracker. All these things are systems. Because if you don't develop systems, I'm going to suggest to you, it's going to be one in a zillion chance that you're going to be effective in this business or achieve the results that you desire to achieve. Now, what Gerber outlines is he says that there are three essential functions in the network marketer's business. So let's look at those three essential functions, and you need a turnkey system for each one. Number one is lead generation. You must have sources of leads. Where are you getting your leads from? I'm suggesting that is something you have to select from. You have many visibility opportunities out there, and you can select more than one, but you have to select them, focus on them, commit yourself to them, and make them happen. You can't be focused on going 18 different directions at one time. I have people in my organization. In fact, I had a great coaching call this morning with one of them. And her whole thing, Ginger Rao, her whole business is chiropractors. She's focused and directed, and that's what she wants to do. She has over 100 chiropractors in her downline today, and she's on her way to presidential. I mean, her focus and direction, she feels capable and confident. She has spent the last 2 years working with me on chiropractors, and she knows how to build it. She knows how to approach them. She knows how to work with them. She knows what system to put in their office. So that's her thing. That's what they're talking about. Find your source of leads or find what you do best and focus on that mechanism for your business. Don't go out there and do 25 different things all at the same time. I mean, you might try to do different marketing techniques during a blitz because you just are out there going, oh my gosh, let's just do everything under the sun because I want to win the trip to Alaska. And that's fine, and that's one of the things I'm doing in my calls on Mondays is giving them new marketing ideas because you grab onto them, test them, try them, see what you get next, go to the next. And that's how you find out what system is for you, by testing some of them. And that's why I don't mind people who start testing. But I think you need to find yourself grounded in some specific, lead generation concept that works for you and become proficient and an expert at that, and you will do very well in network marketing. Most of the presidentials will tell you that's how they got there. They found a system and they found certain categories and they did it a certain way, and that was what they did. The second system that you need is lead conversion. You must have some method of closing the lead, converting them to a consumer or a business builder or hobbyist, whatever level they do choose to come into. So you have to have a lead conversion system that works for you. That doesn't mean willy-nilly by night you just kind of close them here and there and you use different techniques. You have to have a technique that you use that works for you on how to close. That's a huge problem. In fact, maybe we ought to have a Monday training call just on how to close and talk about different kind of systems on how to close a prospect. And to do that, I think my best bet to do that for all you guys would probably be to invite 3 or 4 other presidentials and just have guest speakers to just come out and give us, you know, each one take 10 minutes of the call to talk about how they close. So you can hear from different people because it's going to be different for every one of us. But what a neat way to get you some ideas on how to close. So if that's something that interests all of you, I'd be happy to sponsor that and host that as a Monday call, because I know closings for some of you is a tough thing. I know it because I see, you know, weekly action trackers that show me that you contact 100 people, but no one's hitting the bottom line. You got a lot of people in the mill. You got a lot of people you're following up with, and your hopper is growing and growing. And the problem with the hopper growing and growing is no one's getting the bottom line closing. That's what moves them out of the hopper. And the third thing is client fulfillment, which I think is gigantic. It's one of my favorite parts. It's about growing relationships and retention. And that's another downside in network marketing. So many of us think that it's all about prospecting. And that's what happens with those motivational people that go out there and motivate everybody to death on, you know, just get out there and contact millions of people and just get people started and get people started and get people started and get people started. And that's the way to do it. And just keep getting people. If you're not focusing on retention and building people and how do I keep them interested, if you don't put a huge part of your business focus on that, you are going to just be creating something that has no future. And this business is about residual income. It's not about creating something and watching it dissipate tomorrow. You have to have a retention program. So critical to everyone that there's a client fulfillment program behind it. And those are the three key things that Gerber brings up. I think there are more that fill in those, but those are obviously the three crucial ones. Prospecting it's all around prospecting and retention. The first benchmark is the answer to the following question: am I willing to do this? Now that's an interesting thing. So when you start preparing and talking to new business builders, you talk about this is what it's all about. Are you willing to do it? A lot of people aren't willing to do it. They're not willing to go out and contact 3 to 5 people a day. And if they're not willing to do it, then they're not committed to the program. So what are they doing in network marketing? The reality is they can be a hobbyist, but this is for about business builders. This is about, and you can be a hobbyist. You can be just totally, who you know, and I have people that say that to me from time to time. Well, I'm just going to let God bring whoever he wants to in my life. And I go, okay, if that's the way you want to do it. But that's not proactive, and it sure isn't what Proverbs tells us, if you want to go to a biblical sense of it. You know, he tells us to operate like ants. You tell me an ant. Do you ever look at an anthill, and you ever see an ant sit back and sit on his rear end? I've never seen an ant sitting down in my life. I don't know what it would look like, but I don't see any one of them sitting around waiting for other ants to show up. I mean, it's about us being out there and busy and keeping active, and we have a requirement to move and take action. So take action. If that's what you want, if you're committed to the mission, then take action. Be proactive about it. But you need to face that realization, though, if you're going to do this work. If it's going to be outside your comfort zone, are you willing to move outside your comfort zone? And to be perfectly honest with you, everything you want in life is outside your comfort zone. So if you want to achieve it, then you're going to have to be willing to move outside that comfort zone. So the concept is, how do I throw myself into that, and how do I overcome the things in my life that are holding me back so I don't feel so awkward getting out of my comfort zone? And that's the neat thing. When you start expanding that comfort zone and pushing those walls away and just getting out there until it becomes second nature to you, oh my goodness, what an incredible life you'll have. But some of us don't want to do that. We're stuck in a box and we stay there and we don't see why. Why should I do that? We don't want to open up our eyes to the fact that everything we want is outside. We don't want to go to personal development seminars because we think we all have it all. We know it all already. And I don't want anyone messing with me because I'm perfect. And this kind of stuff comes out of people's mouths. I mean, it drives me crazy. It's like your goal should always be to be better, to be a better person, to be a better leader, to be a better Christian, to be a better spiritual person, whatever it is in your life, whatever you are. Why do you not want to improve what that is and always seek to be better? That's the goal that we should have. So in regards to networking, if this is your goal, if this is your commitment and you really want to make it happen, all Michael Gerber is saying to you is you better work on getting out of that comfort zone, because the reality check is you have to be willing to contact 3 to 5 people a day. That's what the reality check is. And you have to be convinced to do things you don't want to do or you're not accustomed to going because there's a higher good. That's a neat thing. And many times, that's why I always tell people to get the why really clear. Why are you involved in Manatech? Why? What's the vision you have for your life? What's the vision you have? What are you fulfilling? What other purpose do you have? I mean, it's beautiful to be able to get there. And now, you know, now I'm saying, okay, God, give me a new direction. I know I just set up the foundation. We opened our first coaching clinic here in Fort Worth last week. So we're doing family counseling, bringing people to their spiritual connectedness with God through that free family coaching. You know, it's exciting as all get out to watch all that come to fruition. Now, if I wouldn't have had that vision in my head 6 years ago, would I have persevered like I did through my business? You know, that's a big question. If you don't have the vision, the higher good, a lot of times what happens is the minute you bump up against some hard, you know, trip ups and steps, because all of you have it. I coach my main leaders in my organization every week, and I get on phone calls with them, and I'm telling you, sometimes they're down as dogs. I mean, they're just, I don't mean to say anything derogatory about dogs, but they're just so down, they just are so, you know, they just get negative, or they lose their enthusiasm, and I'm just like, whoa, why are you in this? What is your vision? Go back to focusing on that vision. Go take a hard look at that dream board I had you make, and really look at that. And get it in your head what that's about. I love dream boards. If you don't have one and you're on this call, I want you to contact your upline today and get them to help you build a dream board. They are beautiful creations that you need to have in your house. It's unbelievable what visualization does in achieving results. So make sure you do that. Make sure you have a higher good. If you don't have a higher good, I can tell you. I could sit down and analyze and tell you 20 people in my organization that didn't have a higher good. And they're not doing very well in Manatech either, because they don't have a vision. They're not driven. They're not driven by a purpose that's greater than them. And that's what causes us to do things that we weren't accustomed to do. It's what causes us, when we get out of bed in the morning, sometime we're grumpy or something happens, it causes us to get out of bed and slap ourselves around a little bit and get moving, because it's not about us. It's not about feel good day. It's not about every day of my life I need donuts and coffee and all this stuff, you know, and bonbons. It's not what life is about. Get yourself to feeling great about making a difference in the world. That's what life's about, really, truly. It's about making a contribution. So what is that vision for you? Okay, so what do you want your life to look like when it's done? You got to get real clear on that. And then you have to get real clear, is Manatech the vehicle to achieve that? That's got to be clarity. And that's what it grounds you into such a foundation. You become such a rock, and you can create miracle after miracle from that forward. How to work with your business to accomplish this? You have approach people. And, you know, we approach people every day. And it says, I only want to teach people who want to become the very best network marketers in the world. That quote came right out of Gerber's article. I only want to teach people who want to become the very best network marketers in the world. So instead of you going out there and squandering your time looking for 3,000 people, maybe you're really only trying to find 3 to 10 people that are out there that really truly can see the reality of what this is. They're committed to systems. They're committed to getting outside their comfort zone. And they have an incredible vision or purpose that's driving them. And those are the people you're trying to find. So, and you can help people build their vision. That's why we do a lot of trainings that we do. That's part of my pathway class, is help people build vision. In fact, everybody's handing in their homework with vision and purpose from last week's class, last month's class. So it's exciting for me to see some of that vision and purpose that's coming through, and goals that people have set for themselves. But you need to build these true believers who are willing to learn how to do the business, how to do what they may not want to do or they may not know how to do, because they're looking towards something miraculous to happen. And those are the people that are going to make it happen, because they have a conviction that is far a greater purpose than they are. And they need a system. And in Gerber, when he talks about it, he has 7 essential disciplines for building a world-class company in his E-Myth marketing book. And you can get that if you want to. In the book, he discusses, that he wrote, he discussed 5 essential skills that are necessary for building a world-class company. And I listed those in the outline today, and we'll just go through them briefly. And one of them is concentration. And that's nothing more than focus. And as we all know, focus is critical for all of us. And I've done talks just on focus and how to improve your focus, and I'll be more than happy to share that on a Monday call again too. But it's critically important for you to get focused. And that means no bunny trails, don't like get distractions, don't be easily distracted. And what's incredible in this world, I don't know how many of you guys have been exposed to some of the recent articles and theories that are being written out there. There was an interesting one in the newspaper I read about 2 weeks ago when I picked up the New York Times, and it was almost a whole page article, which is incredible for New York Times, but it was all about how technology is actually destroying our ability to focus, and it's ruining the workforce because we have cell phones, we have emails, we have all these mechanisms that we can interrupt a person's day, and people are getting stuck in the mire of this, and it's causing them not to be able to focus and concentrate on one project for an extended period of time. And it's critically important that you don't let that happen to you. You need to be able to get focus in your life, and that means you need to be able to step away from that computer and quit looking at emails. Some of you check emails 10, 15, 20 times a day. How ludicrous is that? Way to keep busy, people, but it's a very ineffective way of doing your business. And that's what's happening. Technology is causing us to do that because we're not focusing on what we know clearly is going to create the results for us. What's going to create the results for you? Prospecting. Going out of that comfort zone and meeting new people and loving on them and sharing with them and giving them a reality check of what you have to offer them. That's what's going to create, you know, an incredible business for you. So focus on what's going to create results. Don't focus on keeping busy. And again, media does that to us. The internet, cell phones, you know, how many of you answer every single cell phone call you get? Sometimes I have to just turn my cell phone off for 4 or 5 hours because I have to get something done. And it's crucial that you do that. It's just like, you know, treat your day like you do, like sometimes you have meetings. And when you're at a business lunch, do you leave your cell phone on? Some people do. I kind of find it a little rude to do that. I'm not coming from judgment there. I'm just suggesting that when now you're letting your standard that you want to be interrupted in everything you do all day, and you're going to allow that to impact somebody else that you're supposedly showing it deserves to have some of your time, but you're going to allow the interruption to occur. Do you get the picture you're painting for that person? I suggest when you go to a business meeting or go to any, that cell phone's off. But I also suggest that sometimes during the day you turn that cell phone off. You don't answer the business line because you're focused on getting specific things done. Otherwise, you're going to be just like what they're talking about in these articles, how mass media and how mass technology is impacting our ability to produce and our ability to produce the results we so desperately want in our lives. So power of concentration and focus is crucial. Number two is discrimination. Discrimination meaning, in his regard, he's not talking about discriminating against somebody for color, race, creed, or whatever. He's talking about discrimination being discriminating and prioritizing where you focus your attention. So those of you might be focusing on the wrong thing. Some of you are focusing on helping everybody manage their auto order. Wrong focus. Do you get the picture? You're focusing all right, but it's on the wrong stuff. So you want to be focusing on the right things, all right? So make sure you're discriminating, you're prioritizing. That's critical, absolutely essential to develop the skill of prioritizing. I do that on my to-do list every day. When Lydia and I sit down first thing in the morning, we pray, then we sit down with the master calendar, the to-do list, and when we look at the to-do list, we say, what has to get done today? We circle, 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 what she's going to do, what I'm going to do, boom, we got our day set. It's prioritization, okay? The third is organization. You got to convert chaos into order in your office. And if you don't do that, forget it. You know, move on. And some of you haven't done it for 5 years. Some of you haven't done it for 10 years. Some of you are living it every day of your life, and you can see. And if you can't see, I can see without even looking. In fact, when I did my training this weekend, one of the people stood up and said, Mary Jo, you're talking right to me. It's as if you walked in my house and saw my desk. And I go, I get it. I know how you people live your lives. What you want to do, and that's why the bookends become so cool, because the second bookend, the last 30 minutes of every day of your life is cleaning off your desk and everything gets filed. That's part of the bookends that I treat, the system that you develop. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be 10 times more productive if you just take that one check, you just do that one difference in your life. But the problem is some of you say, okay, Mary Jo, I'm going to do it, I'm going to start doing it, I'm going to start doing it, and today, you get in the habit today. And what happens by next week? The discipline is gone. You've lost it. You've got to build in discipline. Systems aren't going to help you unless you discipline yourself to follow them. So the fourth thing is innovation. Constantly seek a better way of doing things. I'm always open. I read constantly. I love reading books. I read books on the airplanes. I read books as much as I can. I try to look at new things. That's why I love doing this call on Mondays, because I always have new things that come up because I'm constantly reading. But you need to be able to look at that too. Constantly doing things. How can I fine-tune it? How can I be better? How can I do it better? That's what innovation is about. And that's an essential skill. And the fifth essential skill is communication, the ability to tell a story and deal effectively with the response. Communication, how you speak, how you talk, how you listen. Listening is a crucial communication skill. That's a skill you have to have. So you've got concentration, discrimination, organization, innovation, communication. His five major skills. So that's what it's all about. So he gives you a formula. At the end of his article, he gave a formula for business to work. Commitment to personal self-examination. Are you committed to work the system? What's your higher good, your vision? What is supporting your commitment to work that system? What is triggering living your life with passion? How do you live your life with passion? Then you work the specific how-to strategies or the system, and you develop yourself. Number three, develop yourself. The skills to have a great business. You've got to work on yourself. Okay, is everybody back? Hopefully not. There you go. Okay, great, I'm back. Okay, go. Questions? How to close people? Absolutely. Let me put that together. I'll work with Lydia. We'll try to do it next Monday. I think it'd be a great call. Okay, good. I'll get a hold of some presidentials and we'll get together and get, you know, four or five of us on the phone and we'll each talk about how we close. How's that? Next Monday. A question? Go ahead on anything you got. Right. Wow, I don't know that. I think it has to be auto, doesn't it? Any order, okay? So then you can, then if it's any order, then you can put in the 30. Okay, great. Perfect, thank you. Yep. You bet. Oh, I understand that. Amen to that. Okay. Yep, but I think that Manatech absorbs any order. Is it okay? Did somebody talk to corporate about that to make sure it's true? Okay. And who are you? Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so you need to do that. Okay, you got it, Jim? If you're going to do that, make sure you email Manatech. Make sure, okay? Because I think it was pretty clear that it was required as an auto order. Okay, but they'll let you do, I mean, I'm sure they'll let you do it as long as they get it recorded that way. So they'll just get bombarded by that. That's one way of ensuring that you get it done, okay? Because I know you can't, everybody know this. Oh, done. No tax.